Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't do this yet. I get so distracted with reading in the afternoons. All right, let's listen to Nerd Talk. I'm going to do them out of order because, well, no, I'll do them right. The first one was about us getting to Mars. Hopefully, we made it.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Those nerds at NASA are about to land a fancy science golf cart on the surface of Mars. It's called the Perseverance Rover, and it's got its own helicopter built in. Not like a big one, like a little one that you see at the mall. Remember the mall? Conceptually, it's pretty difficult to process just how far away Mars is. Like, when we've shot stuff to the moon, it takes just a few days to get there. Perseverance launched last summer. And you thought your commute was terrible. And while it's hard to imagine what a 300 million mile trip even means, it's even crazier to think of the accuracy involved. It'd be like Tom Brady throwing a deflated football from Tampa all the way to San Francisco. But on its way, it had to go around the Earth more than 1,000 times. Quite the arm for a 43-year-old. That's the type of accuracy we're talking about here. And that's without even making the touchdown. Minutes before 1 o'clock today, the craft goes skimming through the thin Martian atmosphere. Then parachutes deploy, the rocket sled separates from the rest of it. Yeah, and lowers Perseverance to the ground safely. Or they get it wrong and make $10 billion of Martian metal pancakes.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
I think it is so cool to watch all the people in the control center at NASA that are working on the Mars 2020 program and to see how nervous and stressed out and how there's some cracks there in the facade of them watching their baby try to make it down to Mars. And each time something goes right, each time one of those 79 different charges that have to go off to pyrotechnics that have to go off to make the mission succeed. Every time that happens, they get more and more excited. I love the one of the two broadcaster guys, they didn't turn off his mic. And so when something would go right and he would see the telemetry come up before we did, he'd be like, yes, in the background when he like definitely was supposed to be quiet, like bad mic etiquette, but excellent excitement and drama that played out. I can't get over the notion that we, like, I did the math yesterday, and it just was incalculable. If you had a basketball and then, like, a, I think it's like a size three soccer ball for, like, kiddos. If you had those and you shot something the size of, like, one COVID cell, okay, from one sphere to the other, they'd have to be 7 miles apart from each other. Like, just imagine if you tried to shoot a BB gun 200 yards. Impossible. 7 miles. Something that's a fraction of the size of that. That's what a 300 million mile journey looks like between the Earth and Mars. And frankly, I don't think it could get much cooler than that. The math that they're doing and like the way that tiny little gravitational pulls happen. A couple things while they were broadcasting. One, the craft is spinning around as it's flying. Like almost like it's rifling, like it had been shot out of a rifle, right? And the rifling like intentionally spirals it up, right? And so as it's flying, they have to stop that from happening. And I'm like, what? Why do you have to stop it from rifling? It's like, because you don't want, like, I thought about it longer. Like, you don't want the parachute to twist up or whatever, right? You want it to deploy correctly. You don't want something to shoot off at an angle that you weren't anticipating. You want the sensors on board to be able to get a lock on where they're going. But, like, I would have never thought of that. I'd be like, oh, crap, we just crashed a
$7 billion project because we didn't think about not letting it spin. Not even spin, just rifle. Like, it's like, it's not like it's, I don't know what axis that is. I guess it's the Z axis that it would be spinning on or whatever. But they like do a burn to slow it down so it's still as it's going, just like a bullet that has no spin on it. Crazy. You know, there's a million things that they think of like that, that of course they've done this before, they've had experience, they've tried other things, but just little stuff that like, when we're like, this is definitely how COVID works. And scientists are like, no, dude, no, you haven't done any of the work to suggest that you know how that is. It's like the same thing. That the feat that they achieved shooting effectively a six-wheeled freaking golf cart to a different planet is bonkers to me. And there's not enough understanding of that by people, and the fact that we get it there, like, as it approaches Mars, the gravity of Mars makes the thing accelerate as it's getting close to the landing phase. So you have to account for that. Like, stuff that, if you're a planetary scientist, or I guess the NAV team probably thinks about these things, but, like, what if the Earth's moon has some pull on it when it's first taking off, and you're just a little shallow, and it just goes skipping right off the atmosphere of Mars. It just never stops. It's just the smartest people doing the craziest stuff. And this isn't about like whether doing stuff for profit is good or bad, but it's like not for profit. They have to secure funding and stuff like that, but it's not like, and they have to get budgets and stuff, but like you do things differently when you have to make shareholders happy, I guess. So you have to make stupid politicians happy with NASA. Anyway, it's amazing, and I'm so blown away. Now, speaking of which, securing funding for a future mission. I've been watching this thing that we call Rocket Show. It's called Rise of the Rockets, an episode of Nova. My kid latched onto it when he was like a year old, and he used to go, around the moon! Like every time when they do it in this one place. Sharp little turd, right? And they were talking then some 2.5 years ago, I think, about how SLS, the next rocket from NASA, was already a couple of years behind. And it's been 2.5 more years. And like, what a disaster. And now I got bad news about putting humans down on the moon. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Move over Mac OS. Chrome OS just surpassed you as a more popular operating system for your computers. Windows is still the king, and by a lot. While the other two, though, are continuing to significantly grow, especially after a COVID year. It's the first time Google has surpassed Apple in this category. Everyone's talking about Perseverance, the Mars lander, hopefully nailing it today, but bad news dropped from NASA, getting humans to the moon via the Artemis project. That's no longer happening by the year 2024. Yeah, their main launch vehicle is years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. Can't even get people to the ISS without paying SpaceX to do it. Or the Russians. And finally, would you wear a health patch that monitors the biochemistry of your skin to make sure you're staying healthy? If you got a smartwatch, well, you're well on your way. A new breakthrough suggests that you could track things without having to actually draw blood. That can be great for diabetics or for simple stuff like how much caffeine or alcohol you've ingested. I got a few friends that could benefit from that last part. Have it connect to your smartphone and then lock you out when you've been drinking too much. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! That was fun. Thanks for hanging out. I could talk about space all day long. I don't know much about it, but I'm fascinated. And every time I think about it or think I know something, someone says something that's like, oh, there's a whole other factor about that. Hope you're having a great day. Have a good weekend, too.